from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As we talked about yesterday, we weren't the only ones, obviously, but Linnell and I spent some time in the, I want to say mid 2 o'clock hour, somewhere in that range, maybe later 2 o'clock hour, on Noah Brown. 6'2", 225, experienced, 28 years old, so he's not a young buck by any means. Productive receiver who, listen, has not always been healthy, and that's part of the problem here. But last year, in 10 games, 7 starts, 33 catches, 55 targets, 567 yards, and the number that jumps out to everybody with a big-time, legitimate, bona fide quarterback and guys like Nico Collins around him. Who's the other receiver that I always forget about? The other really good Houston receiver. With less focus on him and a better quarterback, his average per reception jumped from 12.9 the year before in Dallas to 17.2 in his lone year in Houston. Right? You think about that. I mean, last year, Dalton Schultz went from Dallas to Houston, and everybody kind of thought, oh, that's interesting. Why would he do that? Noah Brown did the same thing. And, of course, that brings you back to Dallas, where he played under Dan Quinn. Again, Dan Quinn was not the head coach, but he was the defensive coordinator, so he's, of course, more than familiar from practice and being around the building and meetings and all that stuff with how Noah Brown operates. And I heard Noah Brown on, I heard Dan Quinn on with JP and B-Mitch on my way in, and he's just talking about how Noah Brown is just a competitor, just a fiery, hard worker, physical, tough, what they're looking for. Everything that they didn't get from Jahan Dotson, they got a week later. And listen, maybe Noah Brown doesn't have the high-end potential that Jahan Dotson might offer and might fall into in Philadelphia because, again, he's going to, A, work out of the slot, which is what he should have been primarily doing here, but he didn't do it primarily. And also, he's been covered, he's going to be covered up by A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and a decent tight end and Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts and all the things he didn't have here. So maybe Jahan Dotson goes to Philadelphia and he lights it up and catches 70 balls and 950 yards or 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns, and everybody's like, wow, what a terrible trade. I mean, again, systems fits, all of that different. But Noah Brown has done it now in 2 different systems with 2 different quarterbacks, with 2 different styles, if you will. Because even if you look at his final year in Dallas, where he started, you know, because Gallup was hurt, I think they had traded Amari Cooper. I think I would have to double check that for this year, 2022. He caught 43 passes, 74 targets, started 13 games, played in 16 out of the 17, had 555 yards. Again, used more in a different sort of way, just based on what I remember and based on the numbers. Only averaged just under 13 yards per game, or per catch, I should say. Did have one more touchdown, 3, than he did last year, 2. But again, he's now proven that he can be successful in two different systems with two different quarterbacks, two consecutive years in a row, and your definition of successful might have to be a little bit neutered. Yeah, successful in a lot of people's eyes is a 1,000-yard season. And certainly you would like then to bring in a 1,000-yard receiver if one was available. One is not necessarily available. And again, depending on cost and all that, acquisition, whatever. You know what we're talking about. I mean, if we want to go down that rabbit hole, which I think officially closed yesterday, Brandon Ayuk and Davante Adams are available. Noah Brown was available because the Houston Texans decided to move on for whatever reason they had. And that I don't know. But he's tough, physical. They know him. He's proven. He's experienced. Again, he immediately, based on pedigree and experience, slides right into the number two spot in the assumed pecking order. Now, that might not be exactly the way it works out next Sunday in Tampa and beyond, because it might take him a little while to get familiar with the language here and the system here. But Noah Brown being dropped basically by the Houston Texans and right into the Commanders' lap might be a gift from the football gods. And maybe when it's all said and done this year, maybe 750 yards. But remember that this is a team that's trying to be competitive, not trying to be championship worthy. They're trying to be competitive. They're recalibrating their north. Competitive. Different than championship level. Nobody would say Noah Brown puts any team into a championship stratosphere. But for a team trying to be ultra competitive and trying to rebuild on the fly, that's exactly what he does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.